Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. We must not forget. The heavy snowfalls lately bring out the child in many. Hearing the children tell of their latest feat brings back a vivid memory from my childhood. When I was 13 or 14, we had an incredibly deep snowfall in Middle Tennessee. The closed roads, especially the ones that went down steep hills, were particularly enticing. One night, under the watchful eye of several parents, we went sledding. Our toboggan could hold as many as 5 people. Near the bottom of the hill, the road took a slight left turn, leaving a small ravine in our path. But there was a plan. We devised a bailout code. If we got to a certain point and thought we could not make the curve, a designated person would shout out the code and we simply bailed out. Even at that, we had to be alert and recognize the danger ahead. Things were going smoothly until one of the daring parents decided to go down with us. We were caught up in the anticipation and thrill of the ride. It was a very fast, hard run. Realizing we could not make the final turn, the bailout code was shouted and everyone jumped, except the parent. You see, we forgot to tell him the code, and off he went with the sled into the ravine. Fortunately, he was not hurt. It occurred to me, while I was reflecting on the sledding memory, that we have a bailout code today. It is salvation through Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verses 5 and 6. Those of us who have been saved by Jesus through obedience to his will must avoid the temptation to get so caught up in the physical ride that we ignore his instructions or fail to recognize danger. We need to beware of sudden pitfalls and help our brothers and sisters. There are others traveling down the same road who do not know Jesus. Without warning and instruction, they will continue to go toward a perilous ravine, eternal death. We have been given the plan, the code, and it is our responsibility to tell them. We must not forget. Today's verse. If I say to the wicked, "You shall surely die," and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. Ezekiel 3:18 and 19.